Okay, so is that it, Wendy?
That's good, but I'm just saying that that we need to know specifically what we're being asked to vote on.
Okay. And that's
and those questions that you've asked, Wendy, are all on the agenda tomorrow night.
That's awesome.
So that you know.
Great, okay. So Wendy's made a motion. Mary, do you have the language? Okay. Hello?
Sorry, I had my muted.
Okay. Button. Do you have the language?
I have got that. Is this feeding back on other people? It's feeding back.
No, it's fine.
Okay. I have that she has made a motion that we hold a special emergency meeting at this day next week so that we can be presented with specific motions on the topic of what we have been discussing.
A short-term recovery plan.
For a short-term recovery. Yeah, I have that. For a short-term recovery plan.
Okay. And it was seconded by... And
I thought it was Yosh, and then I heard definitely
I think
Mike
it was
also.
Yosh. Okay, and then Mike. But Yosh, I think we only...
It was, they both did, yes. But
okay.
Wait, can I just ask Mike, is that right, short-term recovery plan? Is that specific enough? I mean...
Or short-term cash plan.
Cash.
One or the other, I think it's the same thing.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't clear this with Mike before I said it, by the way. I'm
very
glad you
agree
with me.
Whoa. I think, Wendy, would you like to just further motivate that?
My main point is that we can't be sent something a couple of hours before a meeting and be asked to approve it. So all I'm asking for is specificity.
Okay.
I don't think I need to motivate it.
Okay. All right. Is there any further discussion?
Point of information.
George, can I? Excuse me. Point of information, George.
Yes. How is the agenda and the motions that it's be voted on put together for this meeting? Can anyone submit a motion, or is it only...
If it relates to the finances, George.
So anyone can submit a motion relative to the finances?
That's my decision, yeah.
Okay. And does it have to be done tonight in order to be 7 days' notice, or when?
You mean for the next meeting?
Yes.
You mean for the meeting that Wendy has proposed?
Yes.
Ah, that's a good
question. If I could respond.
Go ahead, Wendy.
The reason we can't vote on this tonight is because it wasn't noticed with this meeting. You can say, yeah, we're going to have a meeting to talk about finance, but if you want to do something so specific as this, I think it really has to be included with the notice of the meeting. Mm-hmm. So we have a minute to think about it and prepare and, you know. That's why this is not in order for tonight. Lonnie's, all those proposals by Lonnie, in my opinion.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I'd like a point of information because I heard, I want to know if this was specifically in Wendy's motion, that the motions will be presented at a certain, how much time before the meeting? It just
no.
Says they will have meetings. Is there anything about that in there?
When Wendy moved that we have a special meeting notice tonight within 7 days that the topic of the meeting was to address the cash, the short-term cash flow issues presented in Lonnie's memo.
Yes.
And
but there was, does those motions have to be presented before the day of the motion? Is that?
She's moving the meeting address that topic next Monday.
I did convolute it a little bit because if you want to call a special meeting of the PNB, three people have to get together to do it, which we certainly have tonight, but you have to notice what it is you're going to be talking about at that time. I mean, I think you have to notice the specific motions, but, you know, if no one objects, we could get those specific motions in a couple of days, like after the Finance Committee meeting tomorrow. If anybody doesn't say I object, then it could still be next Friday, next Monday.
Okay. Thanks, Wendy. Is there any further discussion on Wendy's motion, which is next? No. And I'll entertain. Okay, we can go to a vote on this then.
No objection.
Chair.
I can't hear people. Somebody
point of information, Margaret.
Yes. Go ahead, Margaret.
Yes, I want to ask about a meeting next Monday night. I mean, does it have to be Monday night? Are we talking, I mean, do we have some flexibility there?
I just said this time because people do it tonight. It doesn't have to be Monday. I
wouldn't
want it any later than Tuesday.
Somebody has to mute their phone. Margaret, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
I'd like to request that it not to be a Monday night.
And do you have an alternative?
I'll support the meeting, of having the meeting.
Tuesday night.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Nicole.
Yes, Nicole.
I just wanted to make sure everybody focuses on the cash, that it focuses on cash shortfall.
Yes.
So thanks for reiterating the motion.
Somebody's phone is, or the conference center is producing background noise. Okay, so there's been an amendment to the motion that it be on Tuesday.
This is Kathy.
Yes, Kathy.
To amend it that it be on either Wednesday or the Friday.
Okay.
Tuesday doesn't work for me at all.
Wednesday is my LSB meeting. Could it be back on Monday? Margaret, I know you have to go to bed early, but can you do it one more time for us?
Madam Chair, can I speak?
Yes, what, Margaret? Go ahead.
Yeah, could we try maybe a Friday evening? Because we've had Friday evening meetings before, and they seem to have worked. Would that be a possibility? I think Kathy also mentioned Friday.
Yeah, Friday would be okay with me.
How many other people are not okay with Friday?
This is great.
I'm not okay with
really
Friday
okay
because
with
I have an embedded seat. No,
everybody's
Friday.
Talking at once, and you're going to have to wait till I call on you. So.
And somebody's radio is still on.
Yeah, somebody's radio is on the background. I'm going to ask you, I don't care if you listen to the radio, but just mute your speakers.
Compound one.
One information, okay. Madam Chair, this is Sarb.
Sarb, AC, is that you in the background? I'm always thinking it's AC, and most of the time it isn't.
Oh,
Sarb, what was your point of information?
Which Friday are we talking about?
A week from this coming Friday, so that's about
2 weeks.
12 days from today.
Yeah.
It'll be July 18th.
Huh?
You guys, that's too late. Come on. The motion is for Monday.
It's too late.
I support Monday, too. Maybe we could take a quick poll. But
okay.
Call the question, Madam Chair.
Yeah. Okay. Question has been called. Any objection to calling the question?
Yes, objection.
Who's that?
Yosh.
Okay, Yosh. And what is your objection?
Well, you know, I just wanted to put this out there for consideration. I'm suggesting that possibly we can meet this coming Friday, and we just all waive, adequate notice, and we can proceed this coming Friday.
My only response to that's fine with me, is whether or not the Finance Committee will have all of the information in addition to the proposals for Lonnie. So, Mike?
Well, we're meeting tomorrow night, and we will take whatever mandate you give us and do the best we can to, as soon as we come up, if we come up with any proposal, and I don't know that we will, or any information that you need, I'll send it out Wednesday morning.
Okay.
To the entire PNB so that you have it long before Friday or long before Monday or whatever it is. I'll probably cut it out again in case you missed it.
Okay.
This is Grace. If this is a continuation meeting, this is a point of order. If this is a continuation meeting, it doesn't need the 7-day notice because
well, we
it's
need
not
the
a
information.
Separate meeting.
Okay, thank you, Grace.
Margaret, I think George.
Okay.
George.
George, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Can we just continue the meeting and therefore waive the notice requirements on this to Friday?
You're continuing a meeting which hasn't said anything specific that's going to be on it. I think it's technically a violation of the bylaws, but I think if no one objects, we can do it.
Okay, so that's an alternative solution.
Well, actually, Sherry.
Wendy.
My premise of this whole thing was that it could be an emergency meeting, and as long as no one objects, then noticing it now is fine. We can meet on a couple days' notice if no one objects. If someone objects, then it takes a 7-day notice. But still, my whole point of this whole thing is to have, like, if we're being asked to approve a line of credit, I want to know what it is. So if we can't have that exact information by Friday, then it makes no sense to meet on Friday. That was why I thought, well, we'll do it from today.
Okay. So was Yosh's motion seconded to meet on Friday?
Yes, Margaret, I seconded it.
Okay. So,
can we just ask Lonnie if he'll have a specific...
But I asked Mike also, because it's not just Lonnie's information that we're relying on here. So, Mike and Lonnie. Mike has responded...
One of the things that National Finance is currently exploring are the specifics of a line of credit, which include the interest rate, collateralization, and all those kinds of things. Those matters are on the current agenda. And if we have answers to those that are adequate tomorrow night, I think we'll be prepared for Friday, but that's up to Lonnie. And if we don't have adequate answers tomorrow, then we may have a problem. So,
okay.
Lonnie?
Thank you, Mike. Lonnie?
Madam Chair, we moved to Tuesday, so why don't we consider Tuesday as well?
Wait. We can't consider every day of the week on one. We have a motion by Wendy for Monday. We have a second motion or an amendment to that by Yosh for this Friday. We're going to vote on the Friday thing, the Friday proposal first. But Lonnie, would you please answer?
I don't think I'll have that information by tomorrow night. Whether it'll be available Friday or Monday, I'm guessing Monday's better than Friday.
Okay. All right. So is there anybody else who wants to comment on Friday's meeting before we take a vote on that?
Can we ask, is there anybody that really can't come on Monday? I know it's inconvenient, but can we just do it on Monday?
I think I had called a question a while ago, Madam
Yes,
Chair.
You did. You did. And there was objection to calling the question, Zakai.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, could Mary, would you take the roll call for?
All right. Well,
for Friday is the first.
We are voting on
Friday.
The amended motion for Friday. Okay.
A point of order.
Yes, George.
Actually, what you're voting on is whether or not to call the question Wendy's motion.
It got changed to another motion.
No,
we had
you can't do that after the question's been called. And if you make an objection to calling the question, you can then have a vote on that. But
right.
But I mean, formally, what happens if you vote against calling the question, then it opens the floor to Yosh's amendment.
That's right.
If you vote for calling the question, then you voted against Yosh's amendment. You want it on Monday.
Okay.
You vote to close debate on... Yeah, I got
Monday's
it. Okay.
Vote.
Okay. So what are we voting on?
We would then move
voting
to close debate,
debate
on the amendment. Correct?
No. There's no amendment.
There was
voting to close debate on the main motion, which is Wendy's. There is no amendment.
Yeah.
If you vote not to close debate, then of course you can amend it.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. Point of information. I understood that amendment for Friday was made and seconded, was duly made. And
it was, George.
It was improperly made.
Okay. All right. I'm going with George.
The objection was proper, but you can't accept an amendment at that point.
Okay.
I will need some explanation for the minutes because I personally don't see it.
I guess he's saying that
called the question
before Yosh made his motion, I think, is what he's saying. Is that right?
That's correct.
And there was an objection to that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, Mary, take the roll on ending debate.
Okay. We are ending the debate on
Wendy's motion for Monday.
need a motion to have it on Monday.
All right. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Ania Bediako.
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune.
Hang on. Yes.
Okay.
I had to unmute. I'm sorry.
Right.
Carolyn.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Casey Bird.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Mackay Free.
Yes.
Let's see. Ambrose Lane, I believe, is not present. Mike Morton.
Yes.
Effie Ann Mongasba.
Yes.
Margaret Prescott.
No.
Barbara Mandawa.
Yes.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Rob Robinson, are you present, meanwhile? Jamie Ross.
Yes.
Wendy Sherrill.
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons.
Yes.
Lori Taguma, are you present? Voting?
I am.
Oh.
Hey, Lori.
Hi. I didn't know you were here.
I know, I'm quiet.
Yeah, you should stay when you come, because I'd mark you not here. Do you want to vote on this?
Sure, I vote yes.
All right. Jack Van Hagen?
Yes.
Joe Gonzalez, I'm calling.
Yes.
Yoshi Manaka?
No.
Okay. Well, let's see. I guess we have everyone. There are only two no's. All the rest are yes.
Okay. So debate. So the debate has ended, and now we're going to vote on the motion, on Wendy's motion. Is that correct, George?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, all right. So, Mary, you have to go through the roll again, and the motion on the table is a special meeting for next Monday to discuss the Lonnie's proposal and other proposals around the short-term cash flow.
Specific agenda items.
Specific agenda
yes. Okay.
Items.
Yes.
On cash flow, yeah.
But it was only the item, is that correct? All right. All right, this is that vote. Okay. And I'll just go in the same order.
Any objections?
Grace Aaron? I'm sorry.
Yes, Sherry, you can ask if there's any objections.
Margaret objected.
That was to ending debate. Is there any objection now to this motion to hold the meeting on Monday?
No. 8:30 Eastern, specific agenda items.
Right. Okay, so we don't have to call the roll again. I hear no objection. Any abstentions? No. Okay. So then it passes unanimously. Okay. We had a few people left on the stack. I'm wondering if you feel it was George and Margaret to the best.
Yeah.
And then we're going to move to executive session. So George? And
no, I passed.
Okay. And Margaret?
Yes.
What, passed?
No, I'm not passing.
Is there
hello?
Hi.
Yeah, am I still on the stack?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Ma'am, I just want to add, may I please be added to the stack? The bottom word with the bottom word.
Okay, guys, we have to move to executive session. It is now 11. Okay, so Margaret and Nia.
First, I would just like to say a point of personal privilege, and then I would just like to make my other point very quickly that I went on the stack for. Is that okay, Madam Chair?
Yes, please be quick, please.
Yeah, I would really like to ask the board to just reconsider people who are in the East Coast, I would hope, and having meetings, although we're not often as considerate most of the time as we could be, that we please limit, we try to alternate days of the meeting. I mean, there are those of us on the air that are really trying to do a good job, and then you have to be up at 4 in the morning to do morning drive time. It really is very, very difficult to be on these lengthy evening meetings. So we will have 2 Mondays in a row, and I would really ask the board that we, you know, move days around and not just, you know, stick on the same day. Right, thank you. The reason I went on the stack is just basically to say that I did make a proposal earlier. I did mention to you earlier that the operations director, Zuberry Fields at KPFK, is putting forward web conferencing as a cheaper way than teleconferencing or video conferencing that we could have our meetings. Web conferencing can facilitate apparently up to 1,000 people at a time, and equipment can be set in at stations. People could go to the stations, etc. So what I would like is for the finance committee, as we're looking at ways to save money, and for people who like to also see each other, you know, when they're speaking at meetings, and people who have problems with telephone meetings, Yosh did work to get a motion passed at the KPFK LSB joining KPFA for a bylaws amendment, re-in-person meetings and phone meetings. So I would ask perhaps the finances committee maybe the place to do it, or perhaps just even having a 5-minute, you know, item on one of our phone meetings to have Zuberry lay this out, you know, for us, so that it's a cost-saving measure, and it's a measure that could perhaps help with the concerns of people about teleconferencing. And it is also something that I understand the network as a whole may be interested in moving in that direction to have us function as a network. So I would really like to make that request, because I don't want to see it get lost in all of the pressing issues that we're facing. This might not seem like a pressing issue, but it's an issue that can save us some money and also involve a lot more people in the meetings, especially the meetings where the public are invited to participate.
Thank you, and thanks for forwarding that to the board, both you and Yosh and other people who contributed to that. Point of information.
Yes, Carolyn here. Could the member be asked to forward all of that information to the Elections Committee, which is considering alternatives to paper balloting, and might also want to talk about web conferencing in with regard to not just meetings but also other issues.
Okay.
I would be glad to forward information. I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would ask that Margaret and Yosh, whoever has that information, forward it to the PMB for its use. I thought you did, but maybe you just...
Yosh's motion was forwarded. The webcasting was forwarded to, I think, the finance chair and to you, Madam Chair.
Okay. I'm going to ask that you forward it to the full PMB at this time. Nia, you're the last on the stack before
you... No, Isia asked to be added to the stack.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Sorry. Nia?
Yeah, I just want to remind people procedurally that I know Lonnie said earlier that he's being asked to pay this bill and pay the other bill. Just to remind people that Lonnie cannot go to any station and ask the GMs to write a check or whatever. That's the executive director's responsibility to do that. So I just want to remind Lonnie of that.
Okay, Sophia, and then this is the very last comment, and we're going to... Does everybody, before Sophia speaks, do you all have the access code for the executive session? Everybody has it? Okay, great. Sophia?
Wait a minute, I don't. Of course, Martin doesn't, as usual.
Oh, Mike, I'll call you. Do you have another phone that I can... Are you online, or do you have another phone that I can call you on with it?
Madam Chair, you can call me on my cell when we hang up,
okay.
Real quick.
All right, great.
Madam Chair, this hour, I don't have that either.
You should say it out loud right now.
No, you cannot say the number, the access code.
Do you need people to
for somebody
to call. Can you just send another copy of that? Or?
Sarv, I'll call you. Athea, will you, Sarv, do you have another, how are you going to answer me? I'll call you right
I'll
now.
I'll call you right now, Sarv.
Okay, go ahead, Athea.
I would urge us to not be penny wise and pound foolish, and that we honor the legacy that is Pacifica, that we've inherited, and not play short shrift and fast and loose with governance, which is the primary issue, and the issue that will bring the kind of discipline that is necessary both for the foundation but also for its radio stations. And we do that by honoring our bylaws. If we don't like the bylaws, then we change the bylaws, but we don't disregard them or flaunt them.
Hear, hear.
Indeed. Sherry, I don't have it either. I thought it was in Margaret's email sent out. Could Mary just send an email to everybody?
They sent it out to everybody again at 7 o'clock tonight, George, your time.
I'll send it to everyone again right now.
Okay everybody.
It doesn't have the executive session on it.
There's two.
George.
Two.
Okay.
One says confidential notice of meeting.
You see it, George, or not?
I don't, actually.
George, you want to call me right now on my cell phone?
Okay, I'll call you back.
It's Sherry. Right.
Okay?
All right.
Bye.
Everybody. See you in the executive session.
All right.